The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time once again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here's your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Robin Ellis here. My mobility scooter from All Mobility Store in Del Mar changed my life. No more missed activities with my grandbaby, shopping, or holiday fairs. I'm announcing a terrific sale at All Mobility Store in Del Mar with 10% off all new and used scooters from now until Christmas Eve. All new Vive Health scooters on sale for $799.99 with an open box special of $650. My brand Pride Revo scooters are originally $1,746, now on sale for $1,599. Bank financing is available or choose 90 days, same as cash. The All Mobility Store is a full-service facility for scooters and mobility vehicle repairs. They take trade-ins and will buy back any used scooter, power chair, or mobility vehicle. Stop by 8999 Ocean Highway, Route 13 in Del Mar. Call 410-425-7200. That's 410-425-7200. Or visit allmobilitystore.com for the big sale through December 24th. Great Christmas present. Just tie a big red bow on it. Hard to listen to.
Why is that hard to listen to?
It just is.
Hey, we welcome All Mobility Store. Look, that's where you got your scooter. You put it out there on Facebook, right?
Yep.
And everybody was just so glad that you were able to now do stuff with your kids. I mean, you went trick-or-treat with them. When we were in North Carolina, you went into all the stores and took a ride all the way, you know.
I was doing donuts on Christmas, Halloween with
the
kids.
Yeah, I know.
Not real donuts, but partial donuts.
As best of a donut you can do in a mobility scooter.
Yeah, but it was man, you've turned it up to rabbit, and you can move.
Okay. Well, look, it's an opportunity for a lot of people to save some money on, you know, that are having a hard time getting around. Yep. So.
But I've just never done a commercial before, and I was very proud that they asked me to do it, and but very nervous. So Chris spent some time with me this morning getting that straight.
Maybe we'll put some music under it.
I don't know. Whatever you need to do.
Hey, good morning, Chris.
Good morning,
Hi, Chris.
Robin. Good morning, Alan.
Hey, Chris and I have been together for a while this morning.
Yeah, this is Alan and Robin Ellis. We are here to host the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Coming up on 33 years. Wow. Coming up on 33 years here in a couple of weeks. Next week's show, just so you know, will be recorded. We have Brian Eiler in. He is assumed a new position now in DNR. He's now managing deer and bears and some other stuff as well. But he'll talk about that a little bit when you hear him next week, the first day of deer firearm season. I'll be out in the woods somewhere. And Robin will be hopefully sleeping through the show. I doubt it. She usually listens. And there's a lot of good information. A lot of good information about hunting, deer hunting, new regulations, some stuff coming up that you ought to listen to. You know, it's a regulations year coming up in 2022, which means they'll set the regulations for the next two seasons. There's some changes coming. There's some suggestions coming. We talked about, you know, the bear season and what can be done to enhance the take in the bear season. So, Chris, that'll be a good one. You'll be on the board. I hope you get a chance to listen to it next week. And I guess you'll be on the board, Chris. I hope so. So, anyway, let's talk about giving a muzzleloader away. We're going to do that the first Saturday in December. We don't talk much about that next week on the pre-recorded show. I think we mentioned it once at the end. But we'll be giving a muzzleloader away for the month of November, first Saturday in December.
So get in this week.
You can get in this week.
The first hour of the following.
First hour of the first Saturday of December.
The first Saturday of December, yes.
And
thank
in
you.
Between, you can email ellis@ellisoutdoors.com and get in that way if you'd like. So,
I just sent, when you're done, sorry.
Go ahead, I'm just yawning.
I just sent you and Chris a very interesting looking deer.
Oh.
That was killed in Virginia.
Okay.
And the antlers were really strange, but it was even stranger because it ended up being a doe.
Oh, interesting.
Excuse
well,
me.
Well, that happens. Every now and then we get an antler doe. Yeah, that looks
very weird. Isn't that interesting?
Weird. Yeah. Yeah. Does occasionally get mixed up and have some antlers grow like kind of like that. Some of them are normal looking. Most of them are not normal looking, but, you know, interesting stuff. So, anyway, to get in the muzzleloader contest, all you have to do is call in. The number is 410-922-6680. And leave your name and phone number. And that's just in case you win so we can get in touch with you. Then all you have to do is go on the air with me or Robin, say hi, and say just want to get in the contest. Or you can ask a question, make a comment if you like. So there you go. That's easy enough, right, Chris?
Yes, sir.
So the phone number is 410-922-6680. I forgot to tell you, Chris, I think Jimmy Burbender is going to call in. It's in the 6 o'clock hour. We're going to talk about sharpening knives. So for a little bit anyway, for one segment. So
yeah, that's good. Funny because I was getting ready to ask you if you had your knife sharpener around because my scissors are not holding it. This one pair of scissors. They might just go in the trash. They weren't very good to start with.
That's fine.
But
I mean,
you
want to get them sharpened?
Well, I don't know. It's not worth – they're not worth to take, you know. But they're just – they don't cut. They tear through my yarn.
Oh, we don't like that.
Mm-mm.
I'll take them, get them sharpened, see what happens.
They're not even worth 2 cents.
Well, then get another pair.
That's them.
Oh, I've seen those, yeah.
Now I've got a couple pair like that, but those, they don't cut, they tear.
Okay. Maybe he can do something, maybe he can't. We'll see.
It's a challenge.
It is, but I bet he's up for it. So, yeah, Burbender's a great sponsor. Good advertiser. I like those guys a lot, and they're very good at what they do.
I think it's awesome. I've got a pair of scissors back from them. There's another one I can tell you. I got a pair of scissors back from them that are just absolutely amazing again. I mean, I paid a lot of money for those scissors years ago, and they got them back. And I had when I did what I shouldn't have done and abused scissors. You don't abuse scissors like that.
No, you don't cut paper with them or cardboard or anything else.
Yeah, and I cut everything, and they got them back to where they were gorgeous.
Yep. That's the thing. Our sponsors that we promote, we work with personally. So, I mean, you know, we can recommend them a lot. You know, Clyde Sports Shop, over the years I bought a number of guns there, a lot of scopes, a lot of accessories. Backyard Billy's, of course, we bought our fireplace insert. SML Footwear, I'm a customer of theirs. Line-X, I have a Line-X bed liner and a Line-X floor mats and or truck gear floor mats, and I've got a flip top lid on the truck from Line-X, folks at Line-X, Burbender's. We get our stuff sharpened there. Battery Warehouse, bought a battery for the truck from them, and also I buy flashlights and stuff in there all the time, little stuff.
He does. He comes home with the neatest little gadgets.
Beller Gun Range, I buy ammo. You know, Legacy Waters. Independent contractor for them, so I work with them on a regular basis. I talked to them yesterday. Bay Country Crabbing and Outdoors, buy from them. You know, All Mobility Store. You know, Robin is a customer with their mobility scooter.
I mean, that's how we found them.
Yeah.
And I could not be happier.
Well, we shopped. I mean, we shopped for that scooter for days, weeks.
And it wasn't just the fact that they had what I wanted in stock, but they were willing to work with you, and they talked to you, and they didn't make you just – it was just the service was absolutely out of this world.
And you asked a question, they had the answer. Well,
and they had fun riding the scooters around the store, too, and I enjoyed that.
They did that. They did that. Yep. So, and I like the option where it's – you know, they offered 90 days same as cash. That worked out well for us. So anyway.
So when they say that – we really use them. We really use them.
We do. Yeah, we do. There's no question. So,
anybody who knows me, I love to spend money.
Indeed. So Backyard Billy's is having I was in there yesterday, Backyard Billy's. Do you know they have 500 Adirondack chairs in stock?
As looking at it, I don't doubt it.
I mean, they
you
have
drive one, by and you're impressed.
They have ones that fold. They have ones that rock. So, okay. Who's on the line there, Chris?
The first one is, hold on, I think it's John, but let me make sure.
That is correct.
Oh, man, I got it right. Hi, John.
Hi, Robin. Hi, Alan.
Hey, John, how you doing?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
I'm good. What's up?
Well, I just wanted to be in the contest, but I also wanted to say God bless all the people that take the training and, you know, hunt, safely hunt. You know, I'm really appreciate them. I used to hunt, but I just haven't for a number of years, so really appreciate what you do. It's if you live in or near Baltimore City, you know that wild animals running around can be a problem. So,
yeah, that's true. Yeah. That's true. So, well, you're in the muzzleloader contest. Good luck to you.
Well, yeah, thank you. And I wanted to say one other thing. If those of you who are getting deer, if you know anybody that has, like, a beef allergy, a lot of times they can eat venison, and we've really been blessed over the years by some friends that have shared venison with us because our daughter had a tick bite some while ago and had a beef allergy. And
had the alpha gal allergy.
Now, has she gotten better? Because we've had two friends that have had it. One has gotten better, one has not yet.
She has never, she still has it. It's not like anaphylactic. She won't, you know, drop dead or, you know.
No.
But she'll have some pretty severe
rash. Reactions. Yeah.
Yeah, our friends, our two friends both have had big problems with rashes, hives, uncomfortable, feeling yucky.
Yeah, that's exactly. Yeah, I know somebody else that had it that, you know, would actually be in, their life would be in danger, but, yeah, she's not to that level, but
wow.
she's never been able to get rid of it, so.
Well, our one friend, I'll have to find out how we could, and maybe you could get
who,
John
Dave?
To. Yeah, I can't remember who he went to, but there was a certain treatment that he took that really helped him. So if you email us, we could get that information to you.
Ellis@ellisoutdoors.com.
Okay.
See if it helps. You never
know. Yeah, I mean, the guy liked nothing better. Dave liked nothing better. Put a big old beefsteak on the grill and grill it up. Matter of fact, we're going over there pretty soon.
We pour a steak on the grill now that he can eat it.
Now he can eat it. And, you know, he actually gave up hunting for a while because he was allergic to deer as well. So, but now he's allergy free. So I don't know if his body fixed it or.
No, I think it was something to do with the treatment also.
Some kind of treatment triggered something to fix it. So that's very interesting that your daughter has that. But drop us an email and we'll get that name of that specialist to you.
Okay, I will certainly do that.
And just subject line, just put alpha gal allergy, and then I'll know what it's about, or tick allergy, or something that lets me know what I'm looking at. Okay.
Okay. Well, thank you.
Thank you, John. Have a great day.
You too.
And a happy Thanksgiving.
Yes. Tell your daughter I hope she feels better.
Indeed.
Okay.
Gets
thanks,
better.
Robin.
Yes, indeed.
All right.
All right. Let's talk to Richard.
Hey, Richard.
Yes. Good morning.
How are you?
Very well, sir and lady. I'd like to listen to you in the morning.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.
And I just wanted to get in on that contest. And
okay.
I really appreciate you taking my call.
No problem.
You got it,
thanks
buddy.
For calling. We like to hear good morning.
Okay. Have a nice morning now.
You too.
Have a great Thanksgiving.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. How about that?
Everybody sounds good this morning.
Everybody sounds nice. Real nice. Real nice. So, okay. So I talked about Backyard Billy's a little bit and, you know, 500 Adirondack chairs. They have the ones that fold. They have the ones that rock. I mean, they, you know, and as I walked through there yesterday, I really took a closer look at the showroom. If you have a beach house and you want to put some casual furniture in there, they've got a great selection of that. But what they really asked me to talk about is the Traeger Grill promotion. And Traeger Grill is having a Black Friday holiday promotion started yesterday, the 19th, right? Yes, yesterday, through the 29th. So it's 10 days. And their Ironwoods model of Traeger Grill and their Gen 2 Pro series, not only are they on sale, but you get a free bundle of stuff. And if you want the bundle of stuff, that's one thing. If you don't want the bundle of stuff, the little accessories that come with it, you get $100 off. How about that? So the prices on the Traeger grills run from about $800 to $1,500. Now, we're talking about grills that are, you know, Bluetooth controlled, set it, forget it. Pellets are what they eat. You know, you set the automatic feed on the pellets, and they just feed the grill, keep it at a constant temperature. I mean, perfect for smoking a turkey or smoking ribs or you know, grilling something that's going to take a while to grill, you know, whole chickens and things like that. So why not stop by Backyard Billy's, visit their, you know, website, backyardbillies.com, or stop by. They're located just off Route 50, exit 44B. In Graysonville, the phone number is 410-827-4500, 410-827-4500. They also have a Hearth America Facebook page, backyardbillies.com. So pleased to promote Backyard Billies and the Traeger promotion, Traeger, T-R-A-E-G-E-R, pellet grill promotion. Clyde Sports Shop, stopped by there the other day. Things are improving slowly as far as ammo is concerned. You know, they're ordering it, they're getting it in as it comes. But for deer hunters, take a look at the X-Bolt. Extremely accurate bolt action rifle, center fire rifle for big game hunting perfection. All standard, all magnum, and all short magnum calibers are available in several different models. Adjustable feather trigger and a detachable rotary magazine, the X-Bolt. That is Browning's standard of perfection. It also comes in the Hell's Canyon models, which are Speed, which is a little lighter, a little lighter calibers, a little lighter to carry. The long range, you know, for the 6.5 and that type of thing. And then the McMillan models as well that was, you know, featured on McMillan on the Outdoor Channel. Come in arid urban camouflage with a composite stock. The barrel is fluted. It's a Sporter barrel with a Cerakote finish, threaded muzzle brake, a detachable rotary magazine, a short throw bolt, an adjustable trigger. It's a bolt-action, high-powered rifle called the Hell's Canyon X-Bolt. Both are available at Clyde Sports Shop. Or all of them, all the models are available at Clyde Sports Shop. 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9. Phone number 410-242-6108. Website Clyde's Sports, two S's in the middle, .com. For firearms, licenses, ammunition, gunsmithing, and scope mounting, it's Clyde Sports Shop. We'll be right back.
You need to discover SML Footwear in Millersville. It's at 401 Headquarters Drive along Veterans Highway. That's right off Interstate 97. SML Footwear carries Dunlop rubber boots in several styles for hunting or for work. If you need deck boots, SML Footwear has Grundon's footwear and Grundon's rainwear, too, so you can dress like a waterman. And the display walls at SML Footwear are covered in thousands of socks. Insulated, wool, hunting, work, diabetic, and everyday socks for men, women, and youth with Fox River socks and Carolina Ultimate socks that are made right here in the USA. All socks are 25% off at SML Footwear. Yes, 25% off with custom and bulk ordering available. SML Footwear also offers a 10% discount to police, fire, military, and first responders. Search SML Footwear online or Facebook. Stop by right off Interstate 97 or call 443-685-3779. That's 443-685-3779. Your feet will love you. Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a farmer, a waterman, a weekend warrior, your Linex bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, or any other kind of tools, your Linex bedliner resists most chemicals and will not crack, bubble, or peel. Bay Linex at Glen Burnie is located off Ritchie Highway at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-487-6405. That's 487-6405. Cadenceville Linex is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Give Jack Carver a call, 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex can install tough truck gear accessories and even protect your vehicle from rust with a product called ValueGuard No Rust Protection. Do what I did and have Bay Linex of Glen Burnie or Catonsville Linex install your Linex spray-on truck bed liner and truck gear today. Linex.
Talk Radio 680 WCPM.
Yes, some folks say I'm a simple kind of man. I love the outdoors, eat my beans from a can. I like hunting, fishing, don't care what the tree huggers say. I learned more about life sitting out in the woods or on the banks of a river when the fishing's no good. And if I go home skunked, well, hell, I still had a good day. 'Cause if I can't go hunting, I'll go fishing. If I can't go fishing, I'll be wishing that I find something fun to do before I call it a day. Yeah, give me my gun, a fishing pole. You might find me down at the fishing hole. I put the line in the water, watch the Bible go floating away.
All right. Anybody on the line, Chris?
No, sir. Lines are empty.
Well, we need to get somebody on the line. 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. We sure wish we had a caller to get in the muzzleloader contest because we're giving one away. We're giving a CVA Optima away with a nitride barrel. That's kind of a blued finish. At least it's nitride. And a camo stock. I think they use some kind of real tree on their stocks. So, you know, we're looking forward to giving that away. And if I have to, deliver it, unless it goes to Tennessee, and then I'll still deliver it. Eventually. New Zealand might be another story, you know. So call in, leave your name and number. Just go on the air with Robin or I, and you can get in the contest. Very simple rules. Doesn't take much. At the when it's drawing time, the first Saturday in December, we assign a number to all the names, one through whatever. Robin has a random number generator on her phone. She hits it. The dial spins, so to speak. Comes to rest on a number, and whoever that number is wins.
Oh, excuse me. I'm sorry.
No, it's all that heavy-duty recording you were doing this morning.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So 410-922-6680. So, Chris, did you get to go hunting this week at all?
He's answering a phone call.
He's answering a phone call. Okay. Well, I went last night. I got out for a couple of hours. And I bumped two deer who were, I believe, bedded down pretty much right behind my stand. I have this little finger of woods that I watch, and I think they were in there. I think that the breeding season has not come to a conclusion, but I think that the bulk of it is over, and the does are and bucks are in lockdown period right now, which is normal, usually happens. And I think that I might have bumped a pair, but I didn't get a chance to see them. And then that was it as far as deer activity till the very end of the day. And I saw a deer's butt going down the hedgerow, not far from me, like 40 yards in front of me, but I don't know where the deer came from. I don't know if it came out of the hedgerow below me or, you know, had walked down along the edge and I couldn't see it. It's pretty thick in there. But I thought, oh, man, one got by me. Well, I don't know that it did or didn't. But shortly thereafter, a nice-sized doe walked out in the cut soybean field. I'm thinking it was the same deer. So we'll see. But bleeding didn't attract any attention. Grunting didn't attract any attention. Tarsal gland didn't attract any attention last night. So, you know, I'm thinking that the bucks are kind of locked down with the does. So we'll see. You know, we'll see. Firearm season comes in next Saturday. Plenty of time to get out there with your bow, your crossbow between now and then. And hopefully, you know, we'll have a few more deer harvested this week. Now, a friend of mine here took his second big buck of the year with his crossbow. This one was a true giant. He called it Mac Daddy. I can't tell you how wide the thing is. It looks like it's close to 2 feet wide. And we'll, you know. We'll get more information as that goes. And, oh, Youth Day last year. Youth Day. I'm saying that the youth day harvest was down a little bit, but I think the buck harvest is up, and we'll confirm that with Brian next week. Seeing a lot of nice bucks out there on social media, some really nice ones, and got some pictures of some youngsters from all over Montgomery County and Cecil County, and you know that type of thing. So that's pretty cool. Let's see, we have Charles on the line. Good morning, Charles. How are you?
Good morning.
Morning.
I'm on my way out to Duck Hunt Blind, and I just wanted to call in and get in on your contest.
Well, thank you, buddy.
You.
Appreciate that. Are any ducks here?
I'm a few along the Monocacy. I'm up in Carroll County. I'm going to hunt the Monocacy this morning.
Yep. What are you looking at? Mallards and wood ducks mostly?
You got it.
Yep.
Yeah, hopefully I can get a couple of mallards and maybe a few wood ducks.
Well, there you go. Good luck, man. Good luck. They're all good eating.
Yes, sir.
So enjoy your day. Have fun.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks, Charles. Take care.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Mark, good morning.
I just wanted to enter the contest. Wish you guys a happy Thanksgiving.
You got it, buddy. You headed out this morning?
Yeah, I'm heading out right now. I'm almost there.
Gotcha.
I'll hunt Glenarm.
Okay.
I met you one time on at Outdoor Sportsman.
Oh, that's been many moons ago, buddy.
Yeah. I felt like a kid then.
Yeah, I felt a little younger myself. Yeah, that was fun.
You still have the beard? Because I remember you had a beard then.
I have a little chin whiskers right now. I don't know if I had a full beard or not back then. I might have.
Yeah, I think you did.
Yep. Yeah, I cut that back to a little goatee type of thing.
Oh, okay. So. But it's nice talking to you, and I wish you the best.
Nice talking to you,
Thank
Mark.
You.
Thank you.
And me and my father and brothers, we all listened to you for years.
Oh, that's great.
I just want to let you know. It's the first time I ever called in.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right, buddy. Take care.
Thanks, guys. All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
You have a great day.
All right, thank you.
Yep. Hey, Uncle Stan, the truck-driving man.
Well, I don't know about that. I don't know about Uncle, but...
Okay.
I believe... Good morning, y'all.
Good morning.
I'm heading for my hunting grounds, too. I'm just about ready to step off at 695 to 70 West.
Man, I'll tell you what. I was up that way this week. It's brutal.
Yeah, it's like venison sushi.
You aren't kidding. Well, I did see one really, really nice buck just after you get on the Beltway. There was a state truck there. I guess they were picking the thing up. And, you know, laying there, I don't think he was broke up that much, but he had a really nice rack on him, and it was unfortunate that he met his demise like that just, you know, for chasing a doe. Just not right.
Yeah, I know. So far, everything has been stationary on the sides of the road for me.
Well, that's good.
I got a real serious question to ask you, Mr. Allen. I got an envelope in the mail that asked for some funds.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to run it, but I know deep down inside what my answer would be, but NRA sent me a, hey, how would you like to join up? And I love their magazines, but I thought we had a little falling out, like in the past couple of years. I didn't know whether it was really still worthwhile effort to fund...
Well, that's a decision you have to make. The NRA has stepped in it a little bit, you know, as far as Mr. LaPierre, and I don't know how valid the allegations are. I know some of the people that have been involved have stepped down or moved aside and have expressed their disappointment with Mr. LaPierre. I don't know anything personally about it. I know that the state of New York is going after them in a big way, but the state of New York's going after anybody that has any, you know, grounds in common sense. So you have to take a deep dive and look at that to see what that is. On its surface, it doesn't look like there's much to it. But that is a decision that you will have to make. We will probably be promoting the Great American Outdoor Show on the radio, the outdoor show in Harrisburg in February, which is owned by the National Rifle Association. So as one good friend of mine says, you can't beg with one hand and badger with the other.
I like that.
So
I like that.
So I'm going to let that decision up to you, and let you, you know, investigate on your own, see what you have to say, and when you read things on the NRA online, consider the sources. You know, consider when you do a search. It depends on the search engine that you use, as far as now, what your results are going to be. So,
well, I don't want to go too technically over my head, which I can't do anyway, unless my granddaughters are in the room. You know,
I got it. Yep.
Yeah.
Well, hey, maybe it's a good time to orient the granddaughters.
Oh, I know it is. I know it is. There's that little range down there in Glen Burnie that I've been dying to take them.
Yeah.
There's really no age limit, but
you've
got to learn respect for the firearms now.
Well, if you have an opportunity, stop by Bel Air Gun Range, which is our sponsor. Real friendly people. No membership required. You can go in there and pay, you know, the day rate or the hourly rate. You can rent a firearm there, and they're just good people to work with.
I heard so. I've got friends up that way.
Well, there you go. Stop by, have a cup of coffee with your friends, head over to the range. I mean, Chris and I have shot the Bel Air Gun Range, haven't we, Chris?
Yeah, it's great. Beautiful place, very clean, and very professional.
Exactly. There you go.
Good deal.
Yep.
Well, before I get out of here, I won't let other people speak. I'm going to concentrate on the... Oh, I'm sitting in a push-button bulldog right now. I don't know what's come of this world, but I wanted to wish you all a happy Thanksgiving. And if you would, please, before you hang up, would you pass me back to Chris? I need to ask him something.
You got it.
All right. Mr.
Take it easy, Stan. Have a great Thanksgiving.
Have a happy Thanksgiving, Stan.
Stay warm and stay with family.
And keep the shiny side up.
Ryan, it's the hood I worry about.
Yeah, I hear you. All right, Chris will pick you up there, John, or Stan.
Thank you. I'll talk to you
got
in a little
it.
Bit.
Talk to you soon.
Yep, bye-bye. So, Robin, what do you call a turkey the day after Thanksgiving?
A sandwich.
No, lucky. A live turkey. What do you call a turkey?
Well, you didn't say live.
Well, a turkey.
Well, a turkey after Thanksgiving is a sandwich to me.
A turkey after Thanksgiving is lucky. What's the difference between Thanksgiving and Election Day?
What?
On Thanksgiving, you get a turkey for one day. On Election Day, you get a turkey for 4 years.
No, that's true.
Mm-hmm.
If anybody can give me the smallest turkey they can find, that's what I'm looking for, just to cook one to have at the house. How small a turkey can you get?
I don't know. I'll have to look.
Well, I want to find the littlest one we can find.
Okay.
I was going to just do the thighs, but I really want some white meat for turkey salad.
Well, we'll find one.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah. I want a tiny turkey.
Tiny turkey. Okay. Sometimes we call that a chicken.
No. A turkey is a turkey. Chicken's a chicken.
Okay. Hey, Chris, are you ready for the next break, buddy? I think that's what we ought to do.
Go ahead.
That's all yours.
Mix of clouds and sunshine for us here today, although clouds expected to increase as we head into and through this afternoon. Cool, temperatures into low 50s. Cloudy tonight, not as cold as last night, mid-30s. A little milder tomorrow, mostly cloudy. Slight chance for a late-day shower Sunday, upper 50s to near 60 degrees. Better chance of rain Sunday night into early Monday. Decreasing clouds Monday afternoon around 50. Windy, colder Tuesday with highs only in the 40s. I'm Ken Boone from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680. WCBM.
Burbender Sharpening is a world-renowned knife sharpening business located right here in Maryland. As a matter of fact, if you've ever seen a cooking show on your favorite food channel, Jimmy from Burbender's most likely sharpens their knives. But wait, there's more. As anglers and hunters, we depend on our knives to fillet fish, field dress game, and lots of other chores. As regular folks, we mow our lawn, cut our wood, and cook our food. We use scissors and shears and chainsaws and a host of tools that need to be sharp for best results. Burbender's sharpens everything. Burbender's is located at 214 Mayo Road in Edgewater's, open Monday through Saturday, 8 till 3. And on Mondays, they even set up their mobile unit at Homestead Gardens in Severna Park from 9 till 2. You can always swing by their Edgewater shop for a quick turnaround or check burbenders.com for how and where to mail in your knives and tools for sharpening. Call toll-free 888-724-4769. That's 888-724-4769 with any question. Burbender's specializes in the sharpening of high-end cutlery and can renew your household knives to better than new. Take all your kitchen knives to Burbender's. You won't be sorry. Burbender's Sharpening in Edgewater sharpens everything. Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you. Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much but want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment, and you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. Now, at Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. The gun range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports and competition, hunting and home protection, ammunition too. And Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range, services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. The phone number is 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range. We all want clean water, and that pond on your family's property really needs cleans. Vegetation has overtaken it, and sediment is slowly filling it in. You know, something needs to be done. And you have questions. What chemicals can I use? Will the fish die? Do I have to hire some guy with a backhoe? How expensive will it be? Legacy Waters Environmental Services has the answers. Legacy Waters Environmental Services is a family-owned, Maryland-based company that has invested in the specialized equipment that hydraulically removes sediment and vegetation from ponds, lakes, and waterways. They use no chemicals. The fish remain alive with no need to restock, and the choking vegetation and invasive plants are gone. Gone. The best part is Legacy Waters Environmental Services is committed to providing affordable solutions which will revitalize your pond. Legacy Waters Environmental Services is dedicated to leaving the smallest possible footprint and to preserve the quality of your waterway for generations. To learn more or schedule an appointment to review what your pond requires, visit the website legacywatersenv.com or call 410-357-1622. And you can see the job site videos on the Legacy Waters Facebook page. Call 410-357-1622 for Legacy Waters Environmental Services, leaving water better than when we found it.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Crossing the highway late last night. It didn't look left and it didn't look right. Didn't see the station wagon car. Skunk got squashed and there you are. You got a dead skunk in the middle of the road. Dead skunk in the middle of the road. You got a dead skunk in the middle of the road. And he's stinking the high you long. Take a whiff on me, that ain't no rose. Roll up your windows and hold your nose. You don't don't have to look and you don't have to see. You can't feel it in your olfactory.
Gotta love those dead skunks in the middle of the road. Let's talk to Ronald. Good morning, Ronald.
Morning, Alan. Good morning, Mrs. Robin. How y'all doing? How you doing?
Doing great. How are you?
How about you? You sound like you're doing good.
I got some good news for y'all sold in and everything. And Miss Ruth, she's home. Miss Ruth, she's home and she's doing fine and she's doing well and everything, but she's still, like, having her way there. Alan, she tell me she's about ready to She's ready to go down to the black and get you down in New Orleans already there, you know.
Wow.
I waiting on Amtrak to answer the phone last night, about 4 hours and something. I don't know.
Wow.
You know, but, yeah, she's home and she's doing fine and everything. They want to let y'all know, still love and enjoying the show and everything there.
That's good.
Thank you so much.
And I wish you and Miss Robin a wonderful and a happy, happy happy Thanksgiving and everything to you and your family and everybody.
Well, thank you, Ronald. We appreciate
and Alan,
that.
Please, when you get a chance, come to Baltimore so you can see me. Come see me and Miss Ruth there. We would love to have y'all.
Well, I think Chris probably has. I think we have. I think Chris probably has your number.
Sounds good.
Huh?
Sounds good.
Sounds good, buddy.
Robin, I'll give him a call there. And Miss Robin, hey, you sounded good opening the show.
Thank you so much, dear. I really appreciate that.
And I heard you say that you up there doing donuts on the scooter and everything. I said, oh, Lord.
Oh, I was.
Yes, she was.
I can do whatever I want now. We're going to a craft show today.
I can't wait to get her out on the ice.
Okay.
Can't wait to get her out on the ice.
I'm ready.
Come on to Baltimore, Alan, because, Alan, like I said, Alan, you still can be old President Alan.
Oh, gee.
He knows a lot, Miss Robin. He knows a lot. He does think he does.
You're right.
Yeah, he knows a lot. Yes, ma'am. So
Thank you.
And listen to the show and everything.
Thank you all.
Have a wonderful day.
Thank you. Thanksgiving, Ronald. Ronald, yep. Have a great Thanksgiving.
You and Miss Ruth
right,
both.
Okay? Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Uh-huh.
All right. That's the way to get enthusiastic, isn't it?
He makes me happy every time he calls.
Yep. Let's talk to Arnold. Good morning, Arnold.
Morning, Arnold.
Robin, how are you?
Doing good.
Doing good.
Sitting here at the ranch waiting for my hunting buddy who spent about 40 minutes looking for his keys, but I will be duck hunting eventually today.
Eventually.
I've done that myself, I got to say.
Looking for your keys?
Yeah, I did it the other day.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, so...
Well, especially now those keys are on those little fobs, you know.
Yeah, I told him to look behind the milk. I don't think it helped, though.
Look behind the milk.
You think that's funny, okay, but I couldn't find my phone the other day, and I found it in the refrigerator yesterday. You called me when I was cleaning out the refrigerator, and I had it in there talking on the speaker. And then when I came back here, I couldn't find it. I found it in the fridge.
Wow.
I don't have any comment for that. I really don't. I don't know what to tell you, so...
So anyway, call to say hi, call to get into the muzzleloader contest.
You are in.
You're in, buddy.
So far this year, we've been in the teal, wood ducks, mallards, gadwalls, and I hear the bluebills have made an appearance. So.
Oh, wow.
Oh, cool.
Wow. Not the gadwall's one I don't have. Never, don't have a redhead, don't have a gadwall, don't have a widgeon. So those are on the list.
Well, the people that hunt where I do, they've seen some widgeons so far this year, so there's always a chance. But the gadwalls are usually pretty thick here.
We're
at the southern part of the Gunpowder River this morning.
Gotcha. Well, good luck out there.
I appreciate it.
Yeah, man, good luck.
Yeah, we're not going to make the first flight, but
I know.
Stop for donuts.
There you go. Yeah.
That's right.
All right, we'll cut them, boys.
We'll talk to you soon.
You got it.
Talk
Thanks, Arnold.
Soon.
Happy Thanksgiving.
All right. Bye, then.
Okay, that was Arnold.
Yep.
Then we got Joe.
Do we have time for Joe?
Yes, we got time for Joe, and then the break.
Then we got to do the break. Okay, Joe, good morning. How are you?
Very well. Good morning, and I'm glad to hear you're all doing well, and wish you a happy and thankful Thanksgiving.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
And I have a question about deer hunting in Baltimore County. I just happened to think of it when I was listening to the show. When is it for rifles or whatever?
We don't have a rifle season in Baltimore County. It's considered a shotgun county. It begins next Saturday.
Saturday after Thanksgiving.
Yes. Now, they have allowed this year they have allowed straight wall cartridges, which are things like the 350 Legend, the 450 Bushmaster, the 444, the 4570. Those rifles, center fire rifles, are allowed in shotgun counties.
So. Good. Okay, thank you, because I like getting rid of my leaves. I live in the woods, and I don't want to get shot.
I don't blame you.
The leaf maker, the leaf blower makes enough noise that it'll scare everything away. But
I got it.
And I hope all the hunters are successful and get at least whatever the limit is.
Well, thank you.
Run over them with my car.
I got it.
Thank
well,
you.
Here's the other thing. You might want to make that investment in a blaze orange hat.
Yeah, I have one. I forgot about it.
Yeah, you need to put that on. Yep.
Yeah, I'm glad you said that, because I do have one of them.
Okay.
And I had forgotten about it since last winter.
You got it.
Thank you, and have a great Thanksgiving. And
thank you.
I hope you,
you
find that little overgrown bird that you're looking for, that 10-pound turkey.
We're going to work on it.
Work on it.
Right.
Thank you.
Meat will be tender by now.
Bye.
Bye, Joe. All right. So Backyard Billy's, I talked about their Traeger promotion. Started yesterday, runs through the 29th. It's several different models. The Ironwood series and the Gen 2 Pro series are on sale. And they come with a free bundle, a little package that comes, you know, free with your purchase of one of these Traeger pellet grills. Now, the Traeger pellet grills are great. You know, they just automatically feed the pellets. They maintain a constant temperature. There are models that you can control with your phone, you know, with the Bluetooth edition and all that type of thing. So you either pick up the bundle or you get $100 off. And Traeger grills are not terribly expensive for what they are. They run anywhere from $800 to $1,500, depending on the models, these models that are on sale. So stop by Backyard Billy's. They're open 7 days a week, Route 50 at Exit 44B, Evans Avenue in Graysonville. BackyardBillies.com is their website. Hearth America has a Facebook page. The phone number there is 827-4500, 410-827-4500. And if it's heat you want, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's is the fireplace, especially for Traeger grills. So there we go. Looking for something I'm supposed to do here. That's what I thought I was supposed to do. So, Bay Country Crabbing and Outdoors. In Edgewater, the hunting department is filling up fast. It's filled up, let's put it that way. There's a fine selection of firearms by Gunrunner Arsenal, Matthews and Hoyt Compound Bows with Mission, 10-point, and Wicked Ridge Crossbows, too. A large selection of arrows and broadheads and attractants and scents and Habit brand camo. You can try your archery skills on the Monster Video Shooting Wall, and they have deer corn. The waterfowl department has decoys, blind bags, and ammo, and they are an authorized retailer for Bigfoot decoys. Bay Country Crabbing and Outdoors, a.k.a. Crab Headquarters, is located at 3137 Solomon's Island Road on the northbound side near Advance Auto Parts. Call 410-956-0300. Bay Country Crabbing and Outdoors, your local crabbing headquarters, has everything you need for recreational and commercial crabbing and freshwater, Tidal and Bay Fishing Tackle, too. They got a great supply of stuff for, you know, Christmas gifts if you're looking for that. No supply chain shortage there. For information, call 410-956-0300 or visit BayCountryCrabbingSupply.com. Attention, watermen, bring your license for your discount. We'll be right back after these final words.
Alan Ellis here for Line-X Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Line-X Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a farmer, a waterman, or weekend warrior, your Line-X Bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, and any kind of tools. Your Line-X Bedliner resists most chemicals and will not crack, bubble, or peel. Catonsville Line-X is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver at 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Bay Line-X of Glen Burnie is located off Ritchie Highway at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410 487-6405. That's 487-6405. Cadenceville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie can install tough truck gear accessories and even protect your vehicle from rust with a product called Value Guard No Rust Protection. Do what I did and have Cadenceville Linex or Bay Linex of Glen Burnie install your Linex spray-on truck bed liner and truck gear today. Linex! We all want clean water. So, does your community have a yucky sediment pond in the development and your homeowners association doesn't know what to do about it? Is your local golf course water hazard choking with weeds and sediment? Is your farm pond or waterfowl impoundment not friendly to fish and waterfowl anymore? What about your community pond owned by the town or county? Does your local marina have to deal with overgrown vegetation every year? If you said yes, here's the solution. Legacy Waters Environmental Services. Legacy Waters Environmental Services is a family-owned, Maryland-based company that has invested in the specialized equipment that hydraulically removes sediment and vegetation from ponds, lakes, and waterways. They use no chemicals. The fish remain alive, and the choking vegetation and invasive plants are gone. They're gone. Legacy Waters Environmental Services is dedicated to leaving the smallest possible footprint to preserve the quality of your waterway for generations to come. To learn more or schedule an appointment to review what your pond requires, visit the website legacywatersenv.com or call 410-357-1622. And you can see the job site videos on the Legacy Waters Facebook page. Call 410-357-1622 for Legacy Waters Environmental Services, leaving water better than when we found it.
Robin Ellis here. My mobility scooter from All Mobility Store in Del Mar changed my life. No more missed activities with my grandbaby, shopping, or holiday fairs. I'm announcing a terrific sale at All Mobility Store in Del Mar with 10% off all new and used scooters from now until Christmas Eve. All new Vive Health scooters on sale for $799.99 with an open box special of $650. My brand Pride Revo scooters are originally $1,746, now on sale for $1,599. Bank financing is available or choose 90 days, same as cash. The All Mobility Store is a full-service facility for scooters and mobility vehicle repairs. They take trade-ins and will buy back any used scooter, power chair, or mobility vehicle. Stop by 8999 Ocean Highway, Route 13 in Del Mar. Call 410-425-7200. That's 410-425-7200. Or visit allmobilitystore.com for the big sale through December 24th. Great Christmas present. Just tie a big red bow on it.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Put a big bow on it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think that's a great idea. You know, one thing about your scooter is it comes with two different sets of panels. You can ride a red scooter if you want, or you can ride a blue scooter.
I was going to put something in there about my mood scooter.
Mood scooter?
Uh-huh, because I can be blue or I can be red. I'm definitely red for Christmas.
Okay. Let's go to the phones. Who's on first? Ask a
Paul.
Question. Paul, let's talk to Paul real quick. Good morning, Paul. How you doing?
Hi. Yeah, welcome. I was wanted to congratulate Robin on being elevated to her celebrity status.
Yes, indeed.
Doing a lot of product endorsements now. And you know, sorry, Alan, you kind of have been, I guess, relegated to the Ed McMahon of the show.
That's correct.
So things will pick up for you.
Yeah, I'm looking for some other work.
I like him.
Yeah. That mobility store, did they have any product called the Amigo?
I don't know,
yeah.
Honestly. I was looking for this specific one, and I found it, so I didn't really.
Yeah, they had this. That place was born in Bridgeport, Michigan. It just started out, the guy had his little house. You go by it now, and he's got all these different, there's like plant one, plant two.
Yep.
It's amazing. By the way, just I got to get off the line. I know you got to go to break. Just as a suggestion, I know it says that, Robin, you were looking for a small bird.
Yep.
Try a breast, because, you know, you get a breast, you can get those in different
sizes. That's true.
That's like a good idea. I just have this love of seeing the turkey come out brown. It's just me.
Yeah, I hear you. All right.
Anyway, thank you.
Yeah,
everybody,
yeah.
I will talk to you soon. Everybody, get out. Stay out safe. Stay out. Stay safe. Enjoy this beautiful weather.